mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera, porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. Yo levantaré mi bandera, oh.
Levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera, porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. No, no, oh. Y es que hay mucho sentimiento, lo grito al viento, de ser latino nunca me arrepiento. Lo digo desde la Suiza, centroamericana, rebote en Colombia y en Dominicana.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, Rafael, aka the Latin Babbler. I am joined by my amazing co-host. I got Miss Rocky with me. We got Paula. We got Daisy. Our special guest that will be joining us later on to the show today is a TikTok creator, influencer, host, and activist, Dean Huertas. Before we get into the show, I wanted to turn around and give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, ScrubDub. I know that you are all going to be getting this product, but I got mine this week. I really like it. It's really cool. It's invented by Alicia and Ryan Payne. She's a registered nurse. He's a pararescueman in the Air Force. So it's like a body scrubber. For those people who are wondering what this is, it's a replacement for your loofah, which can get pretty disgusting. And you can use it to clean, exfoliate your skin. I used it for my scalp because, like, I get
nice massage.
Yeah, it was. And then you use the bigger bristles. It goes crazy. But the product is made in the USA. It's gender neutral. You can go if you want to get one, visit our website, our brand new website, by the way, www.todawafi.com, or click on the banner on there. Go to Amazon. They're there. And don't forget to follow them, ScrubDub_official. Trust me, you won't regret it. It's actually really cool. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter on our website. It comes out every Friday. And in case you missed anything this week, you'll get it on your inbox. So, Daisy, why don't you go ahead and start us off? Entertainment news of the week.
Awesome. So, Karol G finally releases her new album, Mañana Será Bonito. I'm sure you guys already heard it. And this album is actually pretty cool because Shakira collaborated with her on a song called TQG. And this is clearly more shade towards her exes. The song has certain lyrics such as Dile a tu nueva bebé que por hombre no compito. And I don't know which song is better because I feel like Shakira came in with a bang with the diss song before this one. And now we have two artists that we absolutely love throwing shade at their exes. So right? What do you guys think? What do you guys think about this new song?
That was like the perfect dynamic duo right there.
You had to have those two together. You knew it was absolutely going to be crazy one on that side.
So, Las dos colombianas.
I don't know if you guys remember that Karol G had a lot of drama with her ex like a few years back.
Noel. Isn't it still going on?
I think, it's died down a little bit, but yeah, there's some.
Well, on his behalf, still. And then his new, like,
Has a baby mama. Yes. He already broke up with her. She's expecting. It's like, of course, he's getting what he deserves.
Man, yeah, there's a lot of drama.
Drama. Whenever they like the mentions for him start getting low, like he drags her back in.
Okay.
So I think this is her way of like, you know what, toma.
Yeah. But we know that Karol G.
Can he just ask her to get tagged on something? Like, just ask her, hey, can you tag me on a post? Do a collaborated hate post or something? I don't know. Like, it's got to be something easier than to have her and Shakira create a whole ass new video every single time something happens.
You know, hey, I'm an ex or something.
I
need one of those exes. I need one of those exes that whenever I got an issue, they got millions of followers that I can just, you know, dip into. It's like, hey, go ahead. You know, Taylor Swift me. Go for it. Just do what you got to do. You know,
you never know what you're asking for because it doesn't look at how it's going for Piqué. It's not going that well. I don't think he likes the mentions.
I mean, but he's living his life.
He's messing with the two, posting pictures with his new girlfriend that was eating Shakira's jam. Like, well, clearly he's liking it. And our second story is actually, it has to do with Puerto Rico because Bad Bunny, there's rumors that him and Kendall have a thing. I don't know if you guys heard this already, that him and Kendall are going out dating. I haven't really seen any pictures of them together, so I don't know if I should believe it. I don't know if it's PR working hard for the Kardashians because they're getting attacked a lot right now. So maybe they want to be liked by us Latinos. What do you guys think?
Yeah, ya les primieron todo el jugo to other communities, so now they're on to the Latino community.
Exactly.
And they need that good PR. You know, Bad Bunny can do no wrong right now, other than, you know, when he snatches phones from people.
Right.
I mean, he can do wrong, but he just won't. I mean, the thing about it is, like, he's
comes out clean.
Known for, like,
but he still comes out clean. So they need a little bit. They need a little bit of, like, you know, a bad boy with like some good karma, good PR. It's working.
Well, this is the thing. People were saying that they are forgiving him for throwing the fan's phone, but they won't forgive him for this one. That they won't forgive him if he's
because it supposedly taps into, you know, doing the vulture culture stuff. Like, she's known for specifically, I guess you can say, culture stealing, if you want to call it that. You know, like cultural appropriation. I mean, her rum, I think, or whatever the drink is called, it's tequila. Called like 818.
Tequila.
From the valley. Like, she's from Calabasas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those things where it's just like, she completely misrepresents. Like, even she was accused for, you know, the lipstick and all kind. I don't know. It's just like the worst person to be doing that. But Bad Bunny's Bad Bunny. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
That's why he's called Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Yeah.
He's not good.
Oh, malo.
I think at this point, I mean, they got memes and all that stuff. I mean, the internet never fails. Like, never. There was a meme already up of him with that white suit that he's got.
It's
just unbelievable that the way they.
He posted that the Bad Bunny joining the Kardashians. He posted a reel. Now that I think about it,
it's hilarious. I mean, give him up. He's doing his thing.
He's
doing everything up. All right, let's get to it.
Relevant.
I know everybody's waiting for this. You know, we're waiting for him to come on. So, exactly. Raquel, go ahead. Go for it.
All right. All right, everyone. So it's what you've been waiting for our spotlight artist today is no other than our special guest, Dean Huertas. Dean is a Puerto Rican influencer who has gained almost 1 million followers on social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram. He's extremely popular for promoting his heritage through various TikTok videos and has been featured on Time, The New Yorker, and NBC News. And he has collaborated with Puerto Ricans and international brands. Here are some clips of Dean's work.
This is the first restaurant I've ever seen in Puerto Rico where the food grows right from the backyard and gets served to the table just like that.
Would you believe me if I told you that Puerto Rico and Colombia have a unique history as well? How, you may ask? Puerto Rico played a part in fighting for Colombia's independence from Spain.
Oh my God! I'm never leaving! I'm never leaving! I'm in this shit forever!
Like a mop.
Yeah, it's a mop.
Fucking Spanglish
as fuck. Hey, here we go. All right. He is with us now. Joining us is the man himself, Dean Huertas. Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, hold on, the music. The music wants to play again because it likes you so much.
It did. That was a good time. I didn't expect that music at the end. Yeah, you're clever. You're very clever with that.
Hey, you thought we were gonna stop it there? Nah, it was sitting there going slow. So I had to turn around and add it because I wanted to add it to the clip, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna turn around and put the piece at the end. I'm sorry I caught you dancing on there. I thought that would be funny as hell.
No, that was good. I didn't expect that.
All right, so let's get to know you more, man. I want to turn around and I want to hear your growing up story. Like, you were born in the Bronx, right? Did you grow up there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, born and raised in the Bronx. Been there majority of my life. Then my mom and dad moved to Westchester, New York with me. So I did high school in Westchester, then I went to college in Rhode Island, then I went to live in Miami for a while, then I lived in Africa for a month, Panama for a couple months, and moved back to New York, and fast forward during pandemic, and just brought myself to live in Puerto Rico, where we are now.
Were your parents big on culture?
They were very big, but they were also very good in making me well-rounded in the sense where, you know, we are proud of being who we are. We are proud of our upbringing, but we want to let you know that we're also living in New York where it's a melting pot. You know, we're also going to be not ignorant to other cultures. So I grew up, you know, being susceptible to appreciating Italian culture, Albanian culture, you know, Afro culture, Caribbean culture as well. And a lot of other Latin American cultures as well, such as, you know, Mexican, Colombian, I have, you know, such love for my Dominican brothers and sisters and for my Mexican brothers and sisters as well. They all play a special place in my heart overall. So I will always be, you know, represent my Greek and heritage. That's what I love. You know, that's who I am. It's what I want to share with the world. But I also have such a great appreciation for all the cultures that I grew up with, you know, back in New York, you know, so I take that with me wherever I go, you know, because we're not just one, you know, especially being Puerto Rican. We're not just one specific heritage. We are multiple heritages that make us who we are today.
So did your parents, like, did you guys visit a lot to Puerto Rico when you were younger? Did you guys do a lot of the trips?
We did. We did the summer back and forth trips. We did a lot of Ciales deep in the country, deep in the mountains. So even though I'm a proud city boy, there's something about the mountains that I just consider myself a little mountain boy, little country boy, that I've always had such an appreciation for the countryside, for the Campo of Ciales, where just nothing but mountains and rivers and lakes and just silence. Because if you know New York City, it is the complete opposite of silence.
Yeah. Nonstop sounds.
So, Dean, what would you say inspired you to become a content creator?
Oof. That's the thing. Like, my starting was just, you know, fooling around with videos, like getting my start and just like making fun of my own culture. Cause, you know, I was like, we have some good and we have some bad, we have some ugly, we have some funny, you know. But what really propelled it was when this one content creator, I don't know, their account got deleted, but they were spreading so much negative and not exactly correct information that was being sort of divisive with PR, Cuba, and DR. And I'm like, whoa, like, no. There's a lot more unification in good history than bad history. And she was spitting all these incorrect dates wrong. And I never really touched that subject. And it stuck with me ever since. I'm like, damn, like, I should have responded to that. I should have said something. But if nobody's going to give me the representation that I'm looking for on the social media platform, then I'll do it myself. You know, it was more like I didn't see enough representation outside of myself. So if nobody else is going to do it, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to make sure that I spread this information correctly, make sure that there's unity and love within, not just for PR, but with all of Latin America and then eventually through the world, you know. Awesome. That's my goal.
So was that the point when you realized, like, you had this platform and, well, you grew your platform. Now you had this important way to be able to communicate and spread awareness of the culture in Puerto Rico?
Right. I think what I realized is that how I can use this platform for something good, something greater than myself. And it started when I did a fundraiser to build my neighbor's roof, because she's only 60 plus years old. She lives with her two granddaughters and she hasn't had a roof since 2017. So, you know, she's been waiting on government assistance. They never really got to attend to her. And she's been living in not the greatest conditions for more than several years already. And I was just like, something just said it to me. You can do it. You have the potential to do it. You have a great platform that wants to help Puerto Rico in any way, shape, or form. So we're going to use that to rebuild the community. And that's just, it took off from there. We ended up having a successful project, a successful turnout, great donations, and great hands on deck too. It was more than just financial aid. It was more about physical aid too. Getting a community together. Some people flew out from the States to help out on this project. I mean, I was just like, wow, if this is what being a content creator, being an influencer looks like, then sign me up. I want to do more of this. I want to give back to the community more in any way I can, you know?
Look at that. So, Dean, I heard you say you go back and forth to Puerto Rico as a child in the summers. What was one of, like, those moments back then in Puerto Rico that you remembered as a child that just always stayed with you in your memory and just brings a smile to your face?
I'm a Cancer, so I get emotional. So here we are.
Water sign, baby. Yeah.
Water sign. I don't know. There was just one time. I was a stubborn kid. I never really wanted to do anything. My grandma, may she rest in peace. But there was one time I'll never forget that she asked us to go out and do something as simple as going to church with her. And I was like, no, I want to be on vacation mode. I'm on vacation mode. And one day I just woke up early, naturally, and she was getting ready to go to church. And I'd never really go to church. like that. And I don't really go to church now, but it's not really my thing. But I did it, you know, to spend time with my family, to spend time with my grandmother, because, you know, time is precious. And right. I went to church with her. We left, you know, we got breakfast together. And on the car ride back, I just remember her looking out the window, and I just see her crying. And I'm just like, but her grandma, like what happened? Like, what was she? And she was just like, so happy that you took time to come spend a day with me at church. And best memory. I'll never, number one. Awesome.
It's the little things, man. It's not a little thing, but it's you know, for her, yeah. It was huge. Because it's a special. I don't know, for some reason, Latino parents and churches, like it's a thing. Yeah. You gotta.
I still have these debates with my family about it because still not my thing. But I did it to para complacer mi familia because you know love has no barriers. You know when you love somebody, you do the best just to make them happy. You know, and that was just something unconditional that I did with my grandmother, and one of the best memories to this day. May she rest in peace. So.
That's awesome. So yeah, you went back to the summers and stuff like that con abuelita, and those are awesome memories to have. I do have a question because I went to Puerto Rico not too long ago, and you know we get all kinds of different stories when it comes to La Perla. Now tell me, what should I do, what should I not do? Because I was like right there in the outskirts just looking, and I was like, all right, everything looks peaceful, but I don't know. So give us some details about that.
Oh, what can I say about La Perla? That was my go-to spot during quarantine after hours, to say the least. La Perla is, you know, it's a very black and brown, you know, very up-and-coming neighborhood during the pandemic. I would say my biggest advice, if you're going to go there, just nothing flashy, phones away. And be respectful and be susceptible that you are going into somebody else's neighborhood, and you want to appreciate, you want to enjoy the beauty that it has within that neighborhood because you have a view of the ocean. You have a whole bunch of local mom and pop shops in there as well. And my biggest goal with my platform overall is to support local businesses. So when you go into this neighborhood and you want to enjoy it, also make sure that you are taking something with you, but you're also giving something to the community as well. So after pandemic and things started to move a little bit more actively in La Perla, it became a very popular neighborhood. It became something that was not always like that before pandemic. And then after the pandemic, it ended up getting a lot more money coming in, where all the money was being invested into bars, restaurants, smoke shops, mom and pop, hookah spots. It had a drastic change. But needless to say, it is still La Perla. It is still the hood, you know? So needless to say, go there, enjoy, be respectful, but also be susceptible to willing to learn. You know, there's things that you do and don't do. But for me,
I mean,
they're
pretty adamant about it. Like, you know, if you're a tourist going there, like there's a lot of people who go, you know, Carnival Cruises and Norwegian, and they stop, you know, right there at the pier. So La Perla is kind of like the thing that you do because everybody stops at Viejo San Juan. And that's like the tourist place that everybody goes to. But you can ask around and everybody there for the most part will let you know, keep your phones to yourself, you know, respect the people there because shit will happen and it will. And you hear it like they do not respond well to you going up and just not respecting what they've, you know, put up there for it.
Bad Bunny was, these people won't do what Bad Bunny does. They'll, you know, they go beyond, you know, they get a little fresh there.
They go into the big times, so to speak. So if you're going into La Perla acting silly, be prepared to be acted silly upon. So it's one of those things. All right, let's talk about some heavy hitters in Puerto Rico because, you know, one of the things that I love about your content is that you're talking about topics that are taking place that are really hitting hard, especially for people in La Isla. Gentrification is one of those big ones. So you use your platform for it. You and I have spoken offline. We're talking about places like Rincón, you know, now called Grincón because of how many people are going on those specific cities and taking over spots there. You know, when we talk about things like Logan Paul, you know, buying $30 million mansions, you got, you know, crypto billionaires, Brock Pierce, you know, he bought an $18 million hotel mainly because of these tax breaks that are being given to them. You have local investors who are basically just asking local banks to just give blank checks, you know, for them to just kind of fill in. You being in PR, because a lot of people don't get that. They look at you as a content creator. They just automatically assume you're here in the United States. And I've seen you rebuttal it like a million times on your content, but they just don't get it. And so we'll say it again for the people in the back who are still not listening to his content. The man lives in Puerto Rico. One of the reasons he can talk about Puerto Rico is because he lives there. He experiences there. You know, how is that tax break and the gentrification that's taking place affecting the people from what you see on the island, as well as maybe even you, with how you have to conduct business or how you, you know, have to do your work every day?
I would say it's impacted me, but it's also impacted my circle around. Like I've seen friends that have been living there for such a long period of time, and they all of a sudden, I never experienced gentrification the way I experienced it over here. What I mean by that is that I've heard my friends say, I just got a letter saying either I got to pay triple of what I'm paying for rent right now, or I got to leave by next week. I've seen that it's radical. It's immediate. There's nobody wasting time out here. It's either you get with the program or you get out. And several of my friends have had to leave their homes that they worked so hard to live in, and you know, when working like decent jobs, are honest earning living wages jobs, and just to get a message like that, you gotta go. That affects them financially. It affects them mentally, and also breaks them spiritually as well, because they're trying to protect what is their home, and then these millionaires coming to your yard, throwing you an empty check, just say a random number like that, and I'll buy the places off of you. It's repetitive, and these people are having to form a resistance against that. You see a lot of these movements, such as Abolish Act 60, as being or go home. These people are not doing it because they're just blatantly saying that they're racist and xenophobic. No, the underlying tone is that they are fighting to protect what is theirs. Puerto Rico has been under a limbo living situation in terms of relationship status with the United States for so long that unfortunately many have left over the past 100 years. And the ones who are still fighting to stay to this very day are taking a rise up against those who are trying to push them out of their own very home. You know, we talk about the diaspora having to leave for better opportunity. And now all these better opportunities are coming to push out the locals that I have never left in the first place. So it's a never-ending cycle of trying to protect what's rightfully yours, you know? And as somebody that's born and raised in the States, and I have a different association with my culture, I still have the understanding that you never know what you have until it's gone. What we see of like Puerto Rico, what we see of the Real Puerto Rico that Bad Bunny still holds to a beautiful light, that Daddy Yankee and Tego Calderon hold to a beautiful light, is slowly starting to chip away when we start to see faces like Brock Pierce, Logan Paul, and all these other investors that are slowly buying up the land that they own.
I was looking, I saw today, what is it, Bianca Grau, how do I pronounce her? Is
Graulau.
I was watching. She's gonna kill me if she sees this. But I've been dying to like have a conversation with her, even when I was in Puerto Rico, because she does amazing work there. But she was talking about some of those buildings that were being bought. One of them was, I believe, specifically an organization that the building was bought, I think it was like 2015, and it was just left there, and there was rats and all kinds of stuff. The building was just abandoned, and an organization came in, took over the building. And they started, you know, providing food and clothing and things like that for Puerto Rico. And then eventually what ended up happening is they ended up having to buy the building from the original. They came up to an agreement, I think is what it was. And they bought the building from the original person who bought it. the original company bought it for, that company was buying a whole bunch of buildings around the area, by the way, but they bought it for like $106,000. And the company, wow, you know, the company that was doing the work that took the building over ended up having to pay that company $186,000 for that. And because of the fact that they were local, they ended up having to pay the property tax was originally wasn't having to be paid because the other company didn't fall under that taxation policy. So they ended up having to pay like $200,000 for that. I think that's complete bullshit. Like, I don't even know how does anybody get away with this? Is it the governor situation that's taking, like, is it local Puerto Rican politics that's doing that? Or is it a policy here in the United States?
It is these laws that are created by the government that has been voted into power. I just have such a very vocal opinion when it comes to these people in charge. But nonetheless, to understand the very essence of these laws overall, this program was created by the government in charge with the incentive of, with the idea of, things have to get worse before they can get better. And they essentially opened this law with the hope that diaspora Puerto Ricans or diaspora Latinos come to help back up Puerto Rico. But okay, it was word that got out.
It backfired.
But and essentially it backfired for the local population, but it didn't really necessarily backfire to the ones in charge. They seem to have all made us profit off of these tax breakers, off of these Act 20, 22, or Act 60 folk that are buying up the land, buying up the property. They all seem to have profit off of it. So what was essentially made for one thing ended up being of something completely different, but to their favor overall. And not really.
I didn't know that was the original intent. That's interesting, because it makes sense if you're trying to get Puerto Ricans who are, you know, who were in the United States to go back and buy the property at no tax, and you're able to kind of like build Puerto Rico again. And right, instead what ended up happening is it turned into, you know, what it is now. Something that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that the one of the saddest parts is that the lines have been blurred so much that even beaches, right, natural resources, which by law belong to the people of Puerto Rico, these investors and new landowners have now started to build like their own pools and secluded areas on these beaches, to the point where, like you said, Dean, people are rising now and won't have any more of this. They are protesting to the point where they're breaking down the barriers that are being built to start building these beaches. They're hurting natural habitats, caves. And just recently, the company said that they were going to start tearing it down, because then the government said, hey, you don't have permits to continue building. Not only did they continue building, but they started to shoot protesters with rubber bullets. Oh, and I believe that there was even a report that somebody was actually hit with a real bullet. And from that point, you also go to companies like Luma, right? And the privatization of energy and power, to the point where now you have these new power bills that are being enacted to start overcharging or to start taxing on the people of Puerto Rico into their energy bills, and to pay back the debt of Puerto Rico. I mean, which they say it's going to take how many years, how many decades to pay that back. And you're starting to have to see it in companies, right? And now you're going to hurt, like you said, local mom and pop shops, like restaurants, tagging on like $1,800 a month. Not to mention the amount that they have to put aside for those rolling blackouts for like gas and what are they called? Generators and things like that, mm-hmm, to just stay afloat. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all of that?
It's repetitive colonialism, in my perspective, of just using us as a cash cow, because under a website, I don't remember the name off the top of my head, it was a website that did the math overall of how much money Puerto Rico generates for the United States and how much we receive in terms of federal funding from the United States. And the math ain't mathing, to say the least. We, I want to say, produce three times more than what we receive in terms of how the income works. So let's say, hypothetically, I'm going to throw a random number out there. Let's say we receive about a couple billion in federal funding. What we send to the states overall is a couple trillion on top of what we are receiving. So the fact that there's other ways on how this centralized electric system, such as LUMA, is taxing the local population just because, for whatever reason. And then we also have to deal with what the rest of the world is dealing with, like gas prices being risen, egg prices going through the roof, which we already had to pay a little bit more extra in comparison to what people in the United States had to pay because of the Jones Act, on top of what Puerto Ricans have to deal with. Anytime we get a shipment of any sort of groceries, goods, clothing, we have to pay a higher percentage on top of what the people in the States have to pay. So we get taxed twice as much with imported goods. We're already getting triple the electric bill because it was a bill that, it was a company that we didn't ask for in the first place. They sort of came here under the financial board system that sort of just said, hey, we're in charge here. We're just going to do this and you have to abide by that. You know, it's a never-ending colonial cycle of just taxing the local population until somebody says, I can't afford to live here anymore. I got to bounce. And then somebody from the outside says, ooh, empty house. I'm taking that for the
I'm going to take it in. Yeah. Renovate it and then, you know, create the population within a given
price to somebody else who wants to buy it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Would you say that Puerto Rico is more of a tourist spot now too because of Bad Bunny? Because I feel like it's kind of hyped up a little bit more.
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, damn. I got put on the spot. I would say it's been a bit more attractive in the tourist side. I will not lie. I feel like it's been attractive, but in a good way. I've seen that the tourists that I've seen, compared to the tourists I've seen before, a lot more are susceptible to what's going on in Puerto Rico because of Bad Bunny's El Apagón music video. Then they say, wow, this is really going on. How can I help as an outsider trying to help Puerto Rico? And they start by supporting local businesses. They start by supporting mom and pop shops. They start by seeing the real Puerto Rico outside Viejo San Juan, outside San Juan.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, because, you know, you go to Viejo San Juan, it's almost like going to Lisbon, Portugal. Like, it's a very interesting, like, you're going in there, the streets are clean. I was making a joke with my daughter because we were walking in Viejo San Juan, and it seemed like you couldn't drop a piece of paper there without somebody being right behind you picking it up. Like, it's almost like they are nonstop trying to clean up every single... It is. It's like, I mean, they know that the cruises land there and that's where everybody's going in there. And obviously you have in Moro and all the different places that you can go visit. So they try to keep it as clean. And obviously the governor's mansion is there. So it's kind of like a high place for people to do that. But it's like, I mean, you can eat off the floor. Like, how bad is, I mean, you can literally like sit down and eat off the, it's just really clean. But then I traveled in some parts outside of that, and it just seemed like the buildings and so forth weren't being as taken care of in some of those areas. We were talking, you and I were talking about like the situation that happened with the hurricanes and some of these people who are still waiting for roofs to be put on top of their homes. And they were eventually, I was volunteering with Stronger Than Maria, an organization that helps these people, and they had blue tarps that they were literally begging this organization for because they had leaks from Maria, not even from the current one, from Maria. And that was still not being taken care of because FEMA, and there's, you know, the whole situation with that, you know, people, the titles of the homes and so forth and how much FEMA gives, whether you have one, don't have one. So I don't know. It's just, for me, I have a question for you because, and it's a heavy one, because I'm always curious. So, you know, back in December, they passed the bill for the decolonization of Puerto Rico, went through the House, supposedly the Davosavi is going to go to the Senate. You know how that's going to turn out. But what do you think is probably the best policy? Oh, I think he got disconnected. So he's going to have to come back in. So while we wait for him to come back in, it was such a hard question that he actually tuned out. He got such a tough question. He bailed. No, but he's having a disconnection issue, so he'll come back in. But in the meantime, you got to try one of these. It's actually really cool.
I'm really looking forward to trying it.
Scrub me too.
It's like, really good like a scalp massager.
Look, I used this here. I used this here for my face, and then I used the little claw things for my head because I was, you know, I also like wanted to feel it.
I know. I was like, so, claw my thing is to do a shower video with that, or
I was about to do a shower video. And look, he's back. So oh, he's that's back. Great. And it's like okay.
The magician he is.
He did something. He's got guilty face. But we just assumed that you were bailing on that question because it was a really tough question.
No, just, you know, Caribbean problems. That's Caribbean problems.
He's got, no, it was okay. We gave another plug to the sponsor. So it was a good spot for that. So it's okay. So going back to the heavy question, and hopefully he doesn't disconnect this time, try to cop out from it. What do you prefer? Stayhood, complete independence? Like what do you feel Puerto Rico needs?
Representation.
That's a loaded question.
Besides representation, this is a big question.
In politics, like real representation.
Nobody represents Puerto Rico.
A vote.
We can talk Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter. Neither of those people give a shit. Unless they're Puerto Rico, it's not gonna matter. So it's not, you know. But I'm curious to him because he and I were speaking. Lewis is another one that's on TikTok, and they talk about this topic all the time. But for me, it's really important to hear from the people who are like really invested and are on the ground. What do you feel is best based on what you see? Do you feel statehood, or do you feel we have the ability to go complete independence?
I want to see a prosperous and sovereign Puerto Rico first. Prosperous in the sense where we're not in a colonial debt right now. I want to see my people thrive. I want to see Puerto Rico without the financial control board. I want to see us be able to thrive without any sort of dependency of any exterior force. That requires food sovereignty, that requires a lot more job and a better economic flow, and that requires getting rid of the Jones Act that is taxing us way more than any other state or population that has to deal with the tax. Anytime we talk about the Jones Act, we're talking about all those things all together. Me personally, I feel I've seen ups and downs. I've seen sovereign nations that have thrived on their own. I have seen what Hawaii looks like as a whole in terms of how its relationship is with the United States after already becoming a state. And this is also a big part of pride. You know, this is pride we're talking about. This is me being as biased and honest as I would like to be. I would like to see us in a sovereign but also more independent position overall. I am very proud to be where I come from, but if it wasn't for me coming back here to learn about my roots and having been raised in the States, I wouldn't have the same appreciation had I been born and raised here. It would have been a little different. The fact that I hold on and I represent my culture, my nation, my identity to my heart, I would want to see us give another star to the 50 other stars that are already on that state, on the United States. You know, I want to see my flag fly high and proud and get that international representation in the United Nations. I don't want to see that Congress. I want to see at the United Nations. I want to let the world know, because you go to any other country in Europe, you go to any other country.
And he got disconnected. Caribbean problems.
No. And he was on a roll too.
He was so passionate.
And
he was on a roll.
He's going to come back in. Everybody who's watching the live stream, they're still tuning in. They're just like, hey, you know what? We're going to keep going with her, I'm going to let them know.
That was such an important question, though. I'm so glad that you asked that, because that's right. That's been a longstanding debate between the people of Puerto Rico. Yes.
It's a debate not just with the people of Puerto Rico. Believe it or not, the people of Puerto Rico think completely different than the Puerto Ricans in the United States. Yeah, so they just have a complete different mentality. Even when I was there, I was sitting there talking to a lot of them, and you know, they're kind of like in the process. So whatever they have to go through in order to be able to survive. But the one thing that they're extremely proud of is their heritage and their culture. And if for whatever reason one day they can sit there and wave that flag independently, they will. So, but they understand also that everything takes time. Even with Luma and all of those different situations with the electricity, they understand that that process isn't going to be an overnight sensation. So we know here in the United States, because we're so, I guess you can say, we want everything to happen now. You know, we're in that Amazon thing, like, hey, I want it yesterday. They're not like that. They're a lot more patient. They're not as patient anymore because the lights are going out periodically a lot more, but they also, you know, they don't have that. I don't see that like extra stress that you would see from the normal side. It's okay, Dean. We understand you're on that 56K modem. And so
he just wants us to think a little bit more between ourselves, right? He gives us a little bit of like those deep thoughts so we could talk amongst ourselves.
Right. So he's on that Metro PCS internet plan, you know, going on there.
It's called Luma.
But you were saying, yeah, Luma. Yeah, you were saying on that same notion. We were talking about before you got disconnected. We were talking about statehood versus sovereign, you know, complete independence. And now, just to be clear, you're looking for sovereignty. Like you want Puerto Rico to be its own represented country.
I want to be this one. Right. You see. Our brothers and sisters of Mexico, we see our brothers and sisters of Latin America, of Colombia, and they are 10 times bigger, yes, but they have the resources to do it. And they also see resources from all the rest of Latin America and from other countries around the world, too. Anytime we talk about import and exporting goods, we have all the potential. We have all the land, all the resources to do so as well. And on top of that, we can build a great relationship with all of Latin America.
Yeah, we export a bunch of shit. Of like we have our coffee. Yeah. We from Yankau. I mean, we have all kinds of
rum,
different.
No, number one.
Yeah, rum cerveza.
And we have just more products that we are providing along the way too. There's so many things. So, you know, and if what happens if we become a state, and this is my pride, we become a state. Where's our Olympic team? Where's our World Baseball Classic team? Where's our, you know, Caribbean series? We're not going to be Team Puerto Rico. We're going to be Team USA. That is also something to think about as well, you know?
Yeah, completely agree. All right, look, I was looking at your social media, and I see that you have some new projects starting. So we got PR Strong, Web Out. We're following each other now. It's really awesome on Instagram. And then you have La Formula Media Group. Which is giving access to like creators and what can you give us more information about them? Like what inspired you to create those and a lot more information on like, for instance, La Formula Media Group.
That is my team. That is my agency. That is my team. That is my family. At this point, we are big on amplifying the voices of the Latin community overall, giving the representation that we have ever so, lacked in for such a long period of time. So with PR Strong Wepa, that is one of the agents, one of the CFOs, CFOs of La Formula Media Group. So he runs that along with other pages such as Puerto Rican Flags Up, such as Latin Night Orlando, all those. It's not just me. We're a team of five individuals that are coming together to make a better use of how we represent ourselves and to build better relations with all of the Latin community overall. That being said, we have so many good extensions, so many good relationships with well-known folks such as, I can't even think of some, there's so many off the top of my head, Luis Guzman, with brothers like John Leguizamo. We have connects within our own community that we're working on major projects with in the future that I don't have a disclosure to say. Just know that we're building our own family and we're building the community that we want to see for a long time, you know?
The fact that you couldn't give an inside scoop here on the Latin Babble Show, that's I'm awesome. Not going to forgive that. That's insane. Yeah. I'm not going to...
planning in the works there.
Unbelievable.
Oh, don't worry. I'm pulling you in, baby. I'm pulling all of you. We're going to have a family, baby.
I had a feeling I was going to have a conversation with him after the show that had nothing to do with the show. Like, just something was telling me that because he messaged, we were on a conversation on a phone call, and he goes, I got something I want to text you about. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm in trouble. What did I do? He must have saw the doc, didn't like a question, something no, I put on there that just no. But I'm excited to see that. You know, I'm excited to see these programs like manifest themselves to the magnitude that you're trying to get them out there, because I think we need a lot more of that. We don't see a lot of Latino agencies. We don't see a lot of representation taking place at that level. So right. It's going to be pretty cool. I know Raquel's got some questions for you.
I do. Well, you know, our team members, you know, wanted to know a little information. So let's get into it. So, Dean, what's the best beach in Puerto Rico? Where do we need to go?
Iba tan malo. You're going to like put yourself on a spot. You know why?
Get the sun. They
have, we have some of the most beautiful beaches out there. So for you to pick one.
Yeah. Or at least top three. Give us some top.
No. He's got to pick one. Don't give him a. Don't give him an out.
That's hard.
The best one. The best one of all.
He's got to give the best one.
All right, fine. I was on your team.
This ain't a tourist website. Top three beaches. No, fucking pick one.
Fine.
Hobos Beach, Isabela. The water Hobos is so Beach. Clear. Hobos Beach, Isabela. That's up there. My mom and dad are going to kick my butt, but I got to be honest. Hobos Beach, Isabela. West side, best side. I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled.
You know, he could have went with Culebra. He could have went with quite a few. Luquillo. No. I mean, he could have went with quite a bit of them, but Hobos Beach. All right. Mm. So now you know. Yeah, you said the water is like really clear over there.
The waves are... pristine. The food scene is pristine 10 out of 10. Waves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See the waves of the
ocean. Is it warm or is it cold?
I would say it's like a nice room temp. A nice room temp overall. Okay. Yeah, you get to see a lot of sea life out there too. You get to see a lot of fishes swimming out there too. There's a lot of turtles, sometimes dolphins. Nice. A little bit of everything, you know? A little bit of everything.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's your favorite Puerto Rican dish?
I think I'm losing service.
He's got a bunch of restaurants right now looking at him going like, coño, tú te recuerdas
lo que you said. Yeah. My clients better not be watching this. Okay, there is one dish. I didn't really get too much growing up in the States. I'll be quite frank. It's here. It's local here, and I'm glad that they're doing it a lot. It's called pechuga rellena de mofongo.
Oh, that's so good.
Delicious. My God, which is chicken wrapped in bacon, stuffed with nice mofongo, all the seasonings that come with the mofongo on the inside.
Sign me up. Mofongo. That sounds delicious.
Mofongo is mashed plantain. It's mashed plantain with all types of Caribbean sazon series seasonings. All mixed together, fried, all in one. That usually it's traditionally like a mashed plate of fried plantain overall. You can put like sometimes chicken or seafood. You can do all types of variations. This pechuga rellena with the mofongo on the inside.
That's insane.
That's so good.
By the way, the best way to eat mofongo, and I learned it when I went to Aguadilla, is they take the mofongo and then they give you caldo. And then you take the mofongo and you put it, you have it in the, oh my God, it just melts in the, oh, I almost died.
It's delicious.
I almost died.
Mofongo. Daisy, I need to go.
I know, I'm so clueless right now, but I want to try it out.
Well, no, I make a mean mofongo, by the way.
Well, you haven't invited us, so.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well.
And nobody else has an excuse. Like Daisy lives in California, so the fact that she hasn't eaten is my fault. But everybody else in Chicago and Miami. So, no, but I think, no, I didn't cook it for you.
The post office exists.
I made you arepas.
I cannot. You can't ship mofongo. Like, that's disgusting.
You can ship food. There's like those styrofoam containers.
Dean, would you ship mofongo to somebody?
like I said, we've been talking about shipping goods.
It's gonna come like a rock.
Yeah, we can ship the plantains out there. You know, we can work something out.
Yeah, you can't ship a made mofongo. I can ship you plantains, but I mean,
There's a way. Okay,
what's gonna happen is you're gonna get some nasty ass mofongos. We can get there.
Because it's not that hard. It's
all right, we got one last question.
All right, so on your website, Dean, you talk about believing and, you know, manifest your reality. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about that. You manifest spirituality. Is that an important part of your life?
I would say, yes, it is. It is to me because, you know, aside from like religious wise, like I said, I'm not really a church fan, but I do believe in loving oneself. I do believe I consider myself like my own temple. You have to love yourself, but you also have to love yourself in many other ways, aside from like eating right or aside from treating yourself to a drink or once in a while. But I'm also talking about doing what you love, and what you love to do will always, one way or another, compensate you spiritually, emotionally, and bring you on a whole other stratosphere. My biggest philosophy is my tattoo. It means you can never know where you go if you don't know where you've been, you know? And for me, I stand by telling anybody, no matter what road path you have, you have to live life on your terms. That means living for yourself, living for what happiness looks like for you. Because if you're living for somebody else, you're living for the approval of somebody else, you're really just wasting your life, you know? And the saddest thing you want to see is somebody wasting their life living for somebody else, you know? That being said, that was my key, my punch, my one-way ticket to moving out here. Aside from showing the politics, aside from showing the beauty, it was about me just wanting to be here genuinely, not for some greater purpose outside of social media or for social media. It was because I believe that I want to be here. I believe my calling is here. I'm not going to waste another minute working for somebody else that doesn't appreciate me, working a job or doing something else just to make a sort of revenue that's not even fulfilling enough. I worked two jobs before the pandemic in New York, and I was making good money, but I wasn't happy. I was not living for myself, you know? And when it comes to living life on my terms, I'd rather be pobre and feliz than to be rich and depressed, you know? And I believe that when you start living life for your terms, you will achieve anything and everything you've ever wanted in your life. That's my philosophy, that you have to live life and treat yourself, love yourself first, you know? Selfish is a big word. But when you start to examine the word, selfish means the first word in selfish is self. You have to love yourself first. You know, you have to love yourself and treat yourself right first before you can start treating anybody else right, before you can start treating others the way you want to be treated. Self-love comes first. Selfish is not how we perceive it, but how we should treat ourselves. You know, and that's really my philosophy. That's really why I do what I do. I do it because I love it. I do it because it makes me happy. I do it because it's just self-fulfilling, you know? I don't want to die thinking about what my life could have been or should have been, you know? I want to live my life knowing that I did everything I ever wanted to do because it's who I am, and I'm going to live for my own terms, you know? Live life for yourself. That's all I have to say for that.
See, and now we have our 60-second clip for the reel that's going to be coming out sooner or later right there with that whole section that he put out there. He and I have something in common because we were sitting there talking about it. He's now in Puerto Rico, and I went to go visit it. And everybody here who's on the team, and even the team that we have that works really hard to put all of this together, it just feels different. You go there, and I'm in LA. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Miami. I've lived in every place. You know, La Gozadera is literally my song. Like it represents everything of who I am, which is kind of a funny thing to say. But I went there and I came back and I felt like I was leaving home. It was different. It was a different feeling than it was like when I was leaving New York or leaving LA or or anything like that. And so, you know, for all the Puerto Ricans out there and all the Dominicans, or even anybody who has not gone to their home country, wherever that may be in Latin America, you should definitely go and experience what it's like to be in, you know, with your people, like surrounded by the culture, surrounded by what it is to be, you know, Latino. And you will see that when you come back, you have a greater appreciation for who you are, both culturally and personally. It's unbelievable. So Dean, I have a question. If people wanted to follow you and the content, where do they go? And I hope he's not disconnected because he's paused. I think he's paused there. So we're gonna have to wait. So, but he'll come back. He always does.
I think he's frozen.
He's frozen. Yeah. He's gonna have to come back. I don't want to kick him out of the room because I'll feel bad, fellow Puerto Rican. Plus, he stayed in a really cool position for us.
He can be a wax figure.
He can be a wax figure. So Dean Huertas is here with us, and you know, everybody who's watching is like, what happened? He just kind of stalled. He stalled right after the amazing inspirational speech that he gave. Hold on a second. I don't know if give me a second. I'll try to turn around and make him go.
Either that or he's playing a mean game.
There he goes. Three. He's coming. No, he's coming back. He's coming back in a different one.
Oh, we have
two
price of one.
Two deans for the price of one. So double the inspirational message coming from
double Dean.
So we were saying, Dean, if people wanted to follow you, yeah, we're double dipping on deans. So there you go. It's gonna be a triple D's. If people wanted to follow you, where would they go?
Definitely check out my social media pages on TikTok at Dean Huertas and on Instagram page on Huertas Dean PR. Also, highly recommend checking out La Formula Media Group, my social media team. We have some good projects and some great announcements coming up very soon that I can't wait to share with y'all eventually. And those are the top 10 pages, along with PR Strong Wepa and Puerto Rican Flags Up. My beautiful team, my amazing. I cannot say enough wonderful things about these guys, that we all came together to start a project to not only create a agency, but create a movement for the community, you know, for the Latin community, gives representation that we so ever much deserve, you know.
Well, hey, my brother, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all of that knowledge that you are sharing. And, you know, we're proud to have you in the Latino community representing how you do it so well with us and on TikTok, especially with the topics that you're taking on. Those aren't easy topics, but somebody's got to do them. And you're on the forefront of all of that, especially with what's going on in Puerto Rico. So, you know, anything that we can do here on the Latin Babbler Show, we will do to raise up awareness on what you're doing over there. And again, thank you for coming on. It's been a real honor, man.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
All right. Pleasure's everyone.
Mine, you guys. Pleasure's mine. I'll make sure to follow you guys afterwards.
Yeah, all the Instagram handles are here, so you got no excuse. Tiene ahí, take a screenshot. No hold on. No, as they say in Mexico, no mames.
Already on it.
All right, everybody, that is our show. You can follow us at all social media platforms at Todo Wafi. Go and pay attention. We now have a new Latin Babbler Show page on the website. The show is available on all your favorite listening apps, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you can think of. We're even on YouTube. We're on Facebook now because this is where this is being streamed. Don't forget to visit our website, www.todowafi.com. I'm Rafael. That is Paula. That is Miss Rocky. That is Daisy and Dean. And we are out.
Desde Nicaragua hasta Costa Rica, con esta canción todo el mundo se identifica. Llamen a los chilenos y a los cubanos, llamen a Puerto Rico y a los mexicanos, que ya se armó la rumba. Desde Panamá hasta Ecuador, vámonos a Perú y luego hasta Salvador. Que se escuche Brasil y Argentina. Yo quiero un grito de mi gente latina y levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera. Porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. Levantaré mi bandera.